Welcome to Another Day with Jesus, a daily morning podcast bringing you the word of life as you wake up to the several possibilities of a new day. May this word stir up your faith and equip you to be victorious.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this beautiful new morning. I pray that today you will remember every word that God has spoken to you, that there will be absolutely nothing that you would take for granted, absolutely nothing that you would devalue, absolutely nothing that you will overlook. Sometimes we are in this pursuit for big prophecies or great words of wisdom, and in that pursuit, we overlook and ignore certain instructions that God has given us in our personal times, certain things that are simple or basic in nature. But today we have to begin to value the smallest to the greatest, everything equally, just because God has spoken it, just because this is coming from the mind of God. Let me read this scripture from Amos chapter 4 and verse 13. This is God speaking through the prophet. For lo, he that formeth the mountains and createth the wind and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness and treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. There is a description that is given over here about this God that we serve. Let me read it out for you. It says, he's the God that forms the mountains. You can imagine how big a mountain is. I'm sure that you can imagine all the complexity behind that mountain, the weight of that mountain, the mass, the intensity, the structure of that mountain, the geographical placement of that mountain. All of it plays a huge role in maintaining balance on the earth. And this is the God who forms mountains. And it says that he creates the wind. Just like in the spiritual, even in the physical, winds are a very powerful force. This is not a force that is created just by change in atmospheric pressure. This is a wind that is created by this God that we worship and this God that we serve. Sometimes this wind even kills and destroys everything in its ways. It is the job of these winds to transport clouds from one place to another, to transport spores and seeds from one place to another. It is the job of the winds to make sure there is constant multiplication and fruitfulness. And this has to be done in a precision and an accuracy that is very unique. Otherwise, the earth cannot sustain life. The Bible also says that this is the God who maketh the morning into darkness, which means this is the God who gives a night time after an entire day of the sun shining heavily upon this earth. If the earth stops rotating around its axis, if there is no night time around the world, then there can be no more life upon the earth. God has very beautifully and delicately balanced day seasons and night seasons, the sun and the moon, and that is how life can thrive upon this planet. And the Bible says that this God, he treadeth upon the high places of the earth. Sometimes we can make a big deal about somebody who climbed Mount Everest, or about someone else who went to the moon, or someone else that went beyond the moon into the space. The Bible says this God, he treadeth upon the high places of the earth, physical and spiritual places. He walks along those places. It is not a big deal for this God. The reason I'm taking time to explain to you the greatness of God's works is because of this small statement that is hidden in this text. It says the same God that forms the mountains, the same God that creates the winds, the same God that maketh the morning into darkness, the same God that treadeth upon the high places of the earth is also the same God who declareth unto man what is his thought, what is going on in his mind, what is his feelings, what is his desires. He is constantly declaring it unto man. Can you imagine how important that small instruction that you received in your heart this morning is? In the scripture, it's got the same weightage as creating the mountains or creating the wind or creating the morning and the night. The same equivalence to sustain life on the earth, the Bible says, with the same sentence that he speaks to you, that he declares his thought to you. So when we hear from God, it is not something that we have to take for granted, whether it is a small thing or it is a very profound and a big revelation. We have to celebrate it because our life, it is sustained by God speaking to us. Our life is not just sustained because he creates mountains and winds and day and night. Our life is sustained because he speaks to us. That's why Jesus re-quoted the verse from the Old Testament that says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Today, I want to know what is the thought of this God of hosts. I want to know what is it that he's declaring unto me. I hope that you would begin this day with that same hunger and cry, saying, "God, I want to know your thought. I know that you're declaring something over my family. I know you're declaring something over my ministry. I know you're declaring something over my relationships. I want to know your thought, and I want to value it, and I want to give it a high level of priority, because you're the God who formeth the mountains and created the winds. You're the God who treadeth upon the high places of the earth, and you make the morning into darkness. And you're the same God that declareth unto man what is your thoughts, what is your thought process, what is your way of working. You declare it unto man." Let's pray together. Daddy, we appreciate your voice in our lives. We appreciate you declaring your thoughts unto us. Today we will not take it for granted. Today we will celebrate it by building altars. Today we will respond to every tiny suggestion, even the whispers, even the tiny nudges in our spirit. We will celebrate and we will respond to them like it is a life or death matter. We thank you for speaking to us one more time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We hope you have been blessed listening to the Rhema Word of God. Please contact us at pastorpreeti.com for any queries or help. May the presence of the Lord go before you this day.